Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you're listening to The Traveling Culturati, exploring the style and culture of travel with travel pro Javon Harley, exclusively on HUR Voices.
Well, hello, fellow Culturati, and thanks for joining me again this week. Traveling Culturati is exclusively on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm your host and travel pro, Javon Harley. Make sure you visit the website, travelingculturati.com. Today, Morel Howard, our pre- and post-travel blogger, is with me, and we're talking about security lines. Airport security lines, that is, what to expect, how to get through them faster, and with your sanity for this summer season. We've also got Javon's Travel Minute, the question of the week, and the culture report. But first, why don't we get into a little bit of travel news? Well, have you noticed the vanishing desk in hotel rooms? More hotel rooms are without them. Some hotel brands see the traditional desk as unnecessary, as more customers either want to work from the comfort of their bed or while hanging out in the lobby. Hilton Worldwide, for example, says our target guest doesn't want to sit in the guest room and work. They're working on beds many times, and our research has shown they would prefer to work in a vibrant social space when they need to spread out. Alternatively, hotels are increasing lobby space and designing multiple social areas with large tabletop surfaces and quieter, more secluded areas featuring high-speed Wi-Fi and lots of places to plug in and charge your devices. The move away from a guest room desk allows for smaller guest rooms that still feel spacious. And if you've ever wondered, where does all the luggage go? Well, I have an answer for you. There's a place not so far away where lost bags from near and far find their way. It's called the UBC, or Unclaimed Baggage Center. Located in Scottsboro, Alabama, the UBC receives nearly 7,000 items per day and more than 800,000 shoppers a year. The UBC has been around for 46 years, and it's the only retailer in America to buy and sell the contents of baggage lost on U.S. airlines, trains, and buses. The lost luggage is purchased sight unseen and processed in local warehouses that include one of the largest laundry facilities in the state. Items deemed unsuitable for retail get thrown out or donated to Lions Club International, Salvation Army, and Second Mile Ministries, along with other nonprofits. Now, why would anyone take a shopping trip to the UBC in Scottsboro, Alabama? Well, just think about it. You just might find Jimmy Choo, Christian Louboutin shoes, Louis Vuitton, Marc Jacobs bags, diamond engagement rings, Rolex watches, and golf clubs, just to mention a few. You might even find hair weaves. The store's motto is, you never know what you'll find. A shopping trip through lost luggage. It just might be the ticket. Now, how about a wine theme park? That's certainly something that I can get with. Well, there's a new theme park in France, a wine-themed theme park. The City of Wine, as it is called, is located on the banks of the Garonne River in Bordeaux wine country. This 10-story, $91 million museum has 20 themed areas and exhibits, including a 250-seat auditorium for screenings and classes, and there's a simulator boat ride. More importantly, serious wine drinking is a priority. There are tasting sessions, a Belvedere wine saloon, a restaurant, tapas bar, and a shop selling wines from 80 countries. In keeping with the theme park style, there's a tasting experience with moving sets, 3D images, and olfactory whiffs for you to nose. The director of the facility says the goal is to make the City of Wine the world's largest cultural center of wine. The architecture resembles a slosh, of wine poured into a flute, a fluid 55-meter-high wash of gold, aluminum, and champagne blonde glasses. How about cruise lines without lifeguards? Did you know that most cruise lines do not employ lifeguards for their pools? Well, they don't. According to a complaint by Miami Maritime attorney Michael Winkelman, numerous children have died or have been grievously injured on board NCL or Norwegian Cruise Line ships and other cruise ships due to drowning or near drowning. Michael Winkelman is representing the mother of two young children who last year escaped from their mother's sight and landed in the pool on board NCL's Gem. One of the children was safely rescued. The other sibling died. Fellow passengers with medical backgrounds assisted in the rescue of the children, providing and administering CPR. Michael Winkelman filed a lawsuit against the cruise line on behalf of the children's mother, alleging Norwegian was negligent by not providing lifeguards at the pools. Well, now that you know that there are no lifeguards on most cruise ships at the pool, you want to make sure that you're taking care, especially when your children are involved. Free in-flight entertainment for everyone is coming starting July 1st. Delta Airlines will be the only airline offering its entire suite of in-flight entertainment free of charge. That's up to 300 movies and 750 TV shows available for free on Delta's Wi-Fi-enabled aircraft on domestic and international flights. Delta spokeswoman Liz Savadelis says, "We are the only airline offering entirely free entertainment for all customers." Delta says about 90% of its fleet is equipped with Wi-Fi. Well, Uber is announcing some new rules. If you're not ready when you order your Uber, it will now cost you. Uber recently announced it will now charge late fees if you keep your driver waiting. The late fees will begin if you're more than 2 minutes late. The fees will vary by city. And there's also a no-show or cancellation fee if you don't show up or cancel more than 5 minutes after you place the order. This too varies by city, and some apply the cancellation fee after 10 minutes. Uber tested the late fee system in April in New York, New Jersey, Dallas, and Phoenix, and they found riders were consistently more prompt. Now it's expanding to Houston, Portland, Oregon, and 10 other cities, with more to come in the future. Uber is also piloting a 15% discount with UberX rides for every 10 rides completed in a week, or 50% off Uber Black per 20 trips. Well, Switzerland has unveiled the world's longest and deepest rail tunnel last week. The project was proposed nearly 7 decades ago and has been 17 years in the making. The Gotthard-based tunnel is 35 miles long and clears the way for a high-speed rail link under the Swiss Alps. The tunnel and rail will save a significant amount of time between Switzerland and other European destinations by as much as an hour in some cases. The ultimate goal is a seamless high-speed rail trip from Rotterdam, Europe's busiest port, in the north to Genoa on Italy's Tyrrhenian Sea coast in the south. After testing ends this year, around 260 freight trains and 65 passenger trains are expected to travel through the two-tube tunnel system each day, reaching speeds of 100 miles an hour for freight and 125 miles an hour with passengers. Passenger trains are expected to eventually reach 155 miles an hour. The $12.5 billion tunnel replaces Japan's 33-mile Seikan Tunnel, making it the second longest rail tunnel, and the Channel Tunnel, which links Britain and France, to third place at 31 miles. Well, as records come and go, Switzerland's tunnel is already poised to take second place as China has announced plans for a 76-mile link between the North Port cities of Dalian and Yantai under the Bohai Strait. Delta Airlines is taking matters into its own hand, and they're lending a helping hand to airport security. Delta Airlines is doing their part to help speed up increasingly long airport security lines. One way for faster security is what they call innovation lanes, which made its debut last week at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Morgan Durant, Delta's spokesperson, said that the carrier invested $1 million in the lanes and worked with the Transportation Security Administration to test them and make them operational. They were developed by Delta's team of industrial engineers. Passengers going through airport security usually unload their belongings into bins one at a time. But with the innovation lanes, five flyers can unload their belongings in five different bins at the same time. The bins in the new lanes automatically move back to the beginning of the security line, so agents don't have to handle them. In addition, bins containing potentially prohibited items are routed to a separate area after a TSA employee pushes a button indicating that they need to be further inspected. Mr. Durant says that since the lanes have been in operation, on average, 30% more passengers are getting through security in a day than was the case before the new system was instituted. Delta is looking to possibly introduce more of these innovation lanes in other airports around the country and has spent nearly $4 million on more staffing at 32 United States airports to assist the TSA with non-screening tasks such as moving bins and managing lines, allowing them to open additional checkpoint lanes at peak times. Well, thanks, Delta, for that bit of help. Do not touch, or what part of do not touch do you not understand? While visiting the National Watch and Clock Museum in Columbia, Pennsylvania, a visitor took a photo of one of the clocks, but then he decided the photo wasn't enough, and he wanted to reach out and touch it. Well, within seconds, it was ruined. Of the museum's 1,500 clocks on display, a few of them don't constantly run. I guess this intrigued the man as he seemed to take matters into his own hands by trying to get the clock to start. At first, he thought he had success and possibly a story to tell. The clock began to run right before it fell off the wall and smashed onto the ground. Now get this, he then tried to hang it back on the wall. Yes, the smashed clock back on the wall. The entire incident was captured on the museum's surveillance video, and the museum decided to post the video to Instagram with the caption, "This is why we beg visitors not to touch museum objects. The museum is not pressing charges, and the clock, fortunately, can be repaired in-house through an extensive repair process."
Attention, you, right there, do not, and I repeat, do not touch.
Well, that's all I have for you today in travel news. And when we come back, we'll have Javon's Travel Minute, Morrell Howard on getting through airport security, and the question of the week. I'm Javon Harley, and this is the Traveling Culturati, exclusively on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. Welcome back to the Traveling Culturati. I'm your host and your travel pro, Javon Harley. Traveling Culturati is all about the style and culture of travel. Make sure you go on over to our website and check it out. It's travelingculturati.com.
And now, Javon's Travel Minute.
Your passport is probably the most important document you can carry with you. With it, you have freedom to travel and explore other countries. Without it, Well, you're free to roam in your own backyard. It's not only your ticket to travel abroad, it's your ticket home. Needless to say, you must protect your passport. Always keep it in a safe place, at home and when you're traveling. When traveling, unless you need it, keep it in the in-room safety deposit box. When you carry it with you, keep it as close to your body as possible and not in your purse or your back pocket. Those new flat expandable belts, dare I say, an upgraded fanny pack, well, they're the best place to keep it. And have several copies made. Leave one at home. Give one to your emergency contact person and travel with one that you can keep separate from your actual passport. You can also get the passport app or snap a photo of it to store it in your mobile device. And old movies show random stops by authorities asking to see your passport. However, when you're out and about, your driver's license should suffice for identification if you need it. This is Javon, and that was your Travel Minute. Today, Morrell Howard is back in the house, and we're talking about getting through airport security. Well, hello, Morrell, and welcome back.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
How
yeah,
are you?
It's like once a month that I see you, but
yeah.
It always seems like a lot longer. I don't
it
know
does,
why.
It does. It's good to be back.
It certainly is. And as you know, when Morrell is here, we get some fantastic pre- and post-travel tips, and we just have to talk about airport security, mm-hmm. because the summer is fast approaching, mm-hmm. and as you've heard on previous shows, the lines are getting longer.
Yes, they are.
I'm really hoping that we're past that debacle of hours and of wait at airport security and people missing flights.
Well,
that was horrible.
Unfortunately, like you said, we've all heard about the mass chaos and the atrociously long lines at U.S. airports, especially here in Chicago, O'Hare, and in Midway airports. The lines sometimes have been up to a quarter mile long. It has been, there's a lack of TSA staff that's
right.
there to accommodate the influx of the summer season's travelers. So unfortunately, I don't think it's going to, it probably will level out a little bit. It's not going to be as bad as it was for Memorial Day, pre-Memorial Day, but I don't see it getting any better immediately, because they're still having to train people. They're shifting around TSA agents to the heavier crowded airports that are leaving smaller airports by the wayside.
Which means we'll probably start to see longer lines at those smaller airports. Now, I also know that the TSA or Transportation and Security Administration, they also received some reallocated budget mm-hmm. to help them hire. But as you said, it's going to take some time.
It is.
To hire mm-hmm. and train, or to move people around. I know one of the airports or cities that were hit the hardest was Chicago,
yes.
both at O'Hare and at Midway.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually experienced both of those.
Mm-hmm.
I know our executive producer, Gene, went to Chicago O'Hare one day. This was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and he was in the security line for 2 hours. And I went to Midway and I thought, okay, I'm going to get there early because it's a 6 a.m. flight.
Yeah.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. I should breeze through. Plus, I have TSA pre-check.
Exactly.
Well, even with TSA pre-check, mm-hmm. I was in line for 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a photo, actually, and mm-hmm. I posted it on my social media that the airport was jam-packed. So what's happening now is that everyone is afraid of these long lines.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting there extra early, so you have a bottleneck of everybody at the airport.
Exactly.
Extra early. Mm-hmm. So let's get into some tips. How are we going to get through the long TSA airport security lines?
Okay. First things first, as far as basic pre are concerned, make sure that you kind of dress a little loosey-goosey. What
mm-hmm.
I mean by that, make sure that you have accessible clothing that you don't have to tie for shoes. You don't have to tie them up. You can slip them on and slip them off, because when you get up there, you're going to have to take your shoes off. Make sure if you have any belts on, those come off and they go into the basket. Any coins or loose change, put those in your coat pocket or your jacket pocket
mm-hmm.
and take your your coat off and put it up onto the conveyor belt. So you want to make sure that you're easily accessible, that you just take all your clothes off. You can whip it up there really quickly. That will definitely cut down the time that you are in line, because once you get up there, you want to make sure that you get up there, you get through, and then you get out on the other end.
And it's not just about you, because if you're applying that, if everybody's applying that, then everyone is going through a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be that person that is holding up the line.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of those people out there.
That's true. That is true. That is true. Another, really quickly, you mentioned the TSA PreCheck. You can apply for a trusted travel program like TSA PreCheck or the Global Entry or the Nexus. Those are excellent to apply for. There is a screening process and there is a nominal fee. So that if you can do that prior to your traveling, and I don't mean right next 4th of July, before your 4th of July celebration, if you're able to do that, you should be able to breeze through rather easily.
Yeah, TSA PreCheck is quite easy, mm-hmm. and it does really help. And of course, if you're someone who travels once a year, it may not be worth it for you mm-hmm. to get it. It's $85.
Yeah.
But certainly if you're someone who travels more than a couple of times a year,
mm-hmm.
I say it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you experience it,
mm-hmm.
because you don't have to take off your shoes, you don't have to take your laptop or your toiletries out of your bag,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to take off a light outer jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, heavier things you do have mm-hmm. to take out. And there's a dedicated line
mm-hmm.
for you where everybody is the same. So as I said, I spent 40 minutes on that day. And that was really at that time where it was at its worst.
Mm-hmm.
And people without TSA PreCheck were in line over an hour. So
mm-hmm.
it saves you a tremendous
mm-hmm.
amount
mm-hmm.
of time.
Mm-hmm. It sure does. It sure does. Another thing that I'm going to suggest is that some credit cards are really wonderful and awesome to buy get you through those lines rather quickly. Some of the best credit cards to get are the Platinum Card for American Express, City Prestige Card, or the City Advantage Executive World Elite MasterCard. Now, all of these cards, they do have an annual fee of $450, but the perks of getting through with priority and earning airline miles will make it a lot easier and make that $450 a little bit easier to swallow.
Well, and also if you're doing TSA PreCheck and they pay for that, that's almost $100 right there
exactly.
that you're saving. And as you said, you get a lot of other perks
mm-hmm.
and benefits. It does really help. And then also you get extra points and you earn miles
mm-hmm.
a lot quicker with those cards.
Mm-hmm.
They have their lounges at the
yes.
airport, which I love to,
mm-hmm.
to be able to
mm-hmm.
use, because sometimes they don't always qualify to get into the airline's lounge.
That's
and so
true.
American Express has its
mm-hmm.
own. I used it on my trip back from Peru when I connected in Mexico.
That was awesome. And I can speak to that. I used to work for American Express years ago. So you could use the Platinum and the Centurion card. Like
yeah.
you said, they have their own specific airline lounges in certain cities,
mm-hmm.
like in New York and Chicago. So that works wonders if you purchase your airline ticket with those two cards.
It
Absolutely.
Really does.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Any other tips you want to give as far as getting through TSA or how you can make that process a bit more efficient for you?
Absolutely. You can actually be an elite flyer with your actual airline points, with American Airlines, Delta, United. You can actually, if you stay loyal to one specific airline, you will begin to move up in the tier. And that way, when you buy your airline ticket, there are certain airlines that have specific and dedicated lines for their travelers that you can go through just like the PreCheck line.
Mm-hmm. So those priority lines.
Those priority lines, absolutely. And those are exclusively for elite flyers. Those lines are always going to be much shorter and faster, and you don't have to stand in the average line with the average Joe.
If you don't fly a whole lot, then it's best to focus your efforts on one airline. And consider that when you're looking at those credit cards
mm-hmm.
to pick the airline that it's going to give you the most reward.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're not flying a lot.
Absolutely.
So you can get miles on everything you
mm-hmm.
spend you can get points for everything you spend toward miles. But also if you're making every effort to fly on that same carrier,
mm-hmm.
then you can actually get miles a bit quicker. And really pay attention to when they're giving bonus miles or double points and things like that, because those things really do add up, whether it's through shopping or through flying.
Or exactly, once you use a credit card. And to add to that, too, as well, you can get on, even if you don't fly a lot and you have a couple of cards, like a Delta or let's say Delta or Air France, you can get on, along with like One World or Star Alliance and begin to combine them together. You can actually do that too as well.
Yeah, those airlines that are part of the larger
group, like Star Alliance and One World, that type of thing, you sure can. So that too is a part of the Elite Flyer program as well. You can condense and combine.
What are other ways that you can maybe jump ahead of the line?
Upgrades. Upgrades. This is not necessarily something that is complimentary, but upgrades, that is a surefire way for you to get through to a designated priority line. What I mean by upgrades, you can upgrade your seat, something as simple as extra leg room. Sometimes they have a specific line for you at certain carriers, or you can actually purchase an actual first or business class seat. That automatically, not only would that guarantee you that priority access through that security line, a lot of the times you can afford to go into that specific airline's lounge too as well.
Absolutely, if you have that first class or that business class. And I can tell you, it's not always super expensive or unaffordable. One of the things that I've learned is that when I'm first making a reservation, I look to see if they have some of those discounted first or business class seats. And sometimes those fares are quite comparable and only a few hundred dollars more.
Exactly. The buy-up fares are awesome.
They are. Mm-hmm. Or wait until you check in for the flight. Sometimes they offer you those upgrades and they're a lot less expensive than if you were to just buy them outright.
And then also too, as well, sometimes as far as getting a seat for extra legroom, it could be as little as $25 per person one way.
That is true. And it depends on how crowded the flight is. So when you check in and you see those really lower fares for those upgrades for Economy Plus or Preferred Economy, whatever that airline calls it. And the other benefit to that is that you get the Zone 1 or Zone 2 boarding.
Yes. I love that because I am always in the last one where they cattle haul everyone else in, like Zone 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, just get on.
And there's no overhead space left.
No, never. Never any overhead space left. Absolutely never. Which brings me to a perfect segue of calling Check Please. Now, Check Please means that you can go ahead and it would – the airlines are going to charge you to check anyway, with the exception if you do an upper class service, you know, or if you have those perks to get you through the security checkpoint faster. Check your baggage, check all that you can.
I go back and forth with whether or not to check a bag. And no, you don't like paying that extra fee. But sometimes once you experience going through without all the extra bags, it's so much easier and it's lighter and you don't have as much on you when you're going through TSA. So I would agree with you there. You know, you pick and choose and you see what else you have going on and what your mood is. And sometimes that $25 is just, well, worth paying it.
Yes, exactly.
Now, what is it that you need to ask around for?
Ask a TSA agent, which is the fastest line, because they can radio back and forth to all of the other TSA agents, not just in that specific area that they're in, but in that entire terminal on the outside going in. Yeah. So they'll know which is the best terminals and which lines are faster.
Some of the airports, especially the larger ones, may have that big one in the center that everyone goes to. And then if you're willing to walk down a little bit to the left or the right, either of the ends, then you may find one where hardly no one is there.
Exactly.
And then you can breeze through. Now, I know there has to be an app to help you out, because there's an app for everything.
Yes, there is. There's an app for that. Always keep your phone handy throughout your trip for quick access to see about important notifications and information as far as flight delays and gate changes. A few apps that are free and that are very useful to assist you in cutting down your wait time. One app is called FlightAware. It provides live flight status, including delays and weather maps, and on all the commercial airlines worldwide. Another one, which I really love, it is called My Now, my TSA, you can actually click on to your location at the airport, and you can check the wait times at the main checkpoints throughout the entire airport. You can also post information and get information from other travelers. So
what are we talking about when we say hand it over?
A lot of times when you get up to the checkpoint, I do this when I'm at the grocery store. I get up there and you know you're going to check out. You know you have to pay for this. And what do? You fumble for your wallet and your credit card.
Yeah.
No difference. Hand it over before you get up there. Make sure you have your boarding pass and your ID in hand. Make sure your ID matches your boarding pass. Some people go by a short or a nickname, but just make sure that whatever name you book your airline ticket is, it matches your government pictured issued ID.
Well, it has to, because if it doesn't, they're not going to let you through.
Exactly.
Airport. They're not going to let you through airport security.
Exactly.
So you want to make sure that when you're making your reservation, you do so in the name that is on your identification.
Exactly. You go by Bill, but your real name is William. Your passport says William, and you just go when you call in Bill and it doesn't match.
Right.
Make sure those two match.
Make sure that you have everything together. They're going to need your ID and they're going to need your boarding pass.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you have those. Make sure you have those together.
Yes.
And then also getting there are prohibited items and there are rules or restrictions on what you can bring through. Mm-hmm. What are those?
That actually can use the My TSA app and put in and log in. What can I bring through? That's an option on that app that you can do that too. Another thing is called 311.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that you are allowed to bring one quart size bag with 3 ounces of liquid in it per passenger.
The 311, 3 ounce containers,
yes,
of liquids or gels in one Ziploc or quart size Ziploc bag, and all of that into one carry-on,
mm-hmm,
bag.
Perfect.
Great. So 311, mm-hmm, it's a great rule to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there are certain times at the airport that are going to be busier than,
mm-hmm,
others. So how do we manage that?
You want to make sure to avoid the chance of running into delays. You want to make sure that you travel during off-peak times. A lot of the times, there are often less people traveling during the week than they do on the weekend. Some studies showed that security lines are slower on Friday afternoons between 4 and 8 p.m. local time. Also, too, choosing your airport is actually a key factor. If you have a choice of a smaller airport versus a larger airport, you may want to choose a smaller airport to avoid the long lines. But please know, it's not always the case, but sometimes it is, and it is worth a try.
One of the reasons that we were in this particular situation is that budgets were cut.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
You had fewer TSA staff,
yeah,
but as we know, there are more travelers year over year.
Exactly.
And that number is increasing,
mm-hmm,
especially for the summer,
mm-hmm,
months when families are traveling.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that month that was horrific,
mm-hmm,
where you had terminal to terminal lines,
mm-hmm,
at Los Angeles, LAX airport, Chicago O'Hare headlines for 2 to 3 hours where people were missing flights,
exactly,
and having to overnight in,
mm-hmm,
airports. New York was suffering. Atlanta was suffering,
mm-hmm,
then because of the attention that it got,
mm-hmm,
then extra help was on the way. I know,
exactly,
some of the airlines are helping out. And the last time I flew, which was just a week ago, I noticed that the lines were moving,
okay,
faster. So they have a few extra people, and they're putting them in other airports have the heaviest traffic.
Travel. Mm-hmm.
And I'm finding more agents outside of the security line really helping people get,
mm-hmm,
through,
good,
telling you everything that you need to do,
mm-hmm,
before you actually approach that part, the business end,
perfect,
of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Morel, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome.
And giving us such wonderful tips, because we want to make sure that you arrive at your destination and just to make sure still be safe and get there early.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure for domestic, you get there at least 2 hours,
mm-hmm,
prior. For international, get there at least 3 hours prior. If you have the time, go ahead and get there even earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You're better off with your feet up, having a cup of coffee or a glass of wine,
mm-hmm,
waiting for your flight instead of stressing out,
exactly,
in the security line,
exactly,
and watching your flight take off.
Cheers to that one.
Mount Rushmore National Memorial is a sculpture carved into granite face of, well, Mount Rushmore. It was sculpted by Danish-American Gutzon Borglum and his son Lincoln Borglum. Mount Rushmore features 60-foot sculptures of the heads of four prominent U.S. figures. Do you know who they are?
Traveling Culturati with your girl Mo, always on the go, and I am here with
Dana Griffin.
Hey Dana, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Well, you sound and you look fantastic, girl. So I have a question for you.
Okay.
Can you tell me who is on Mount Rushmore?
Not off the top of my head, but they're old dead guys who were presidents.
Okay, girl. So old dead guys that was president. Thank you, Dana.
My pleasure.
Traveling Culturati with your girl Mo, always on the go. And who do I have here with me today?
Joseph Mack.
Hey, Joseph, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Let me ask you a question. Do you know who is on Mount Rushmore?
The nation's forefathers.
And who are those forefathers?
Ben Franklin. Don't give me the line.
You don't want to try?
Let me see. It was the dude with the kite, George Washington. Is it Thomas Jefferson? Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. You tried. You gave your best effort. I appreciate that. You were very close, but yet so far.
Oh, wow.
Traveling Culturati with your girl, Mo, always on the go. And I have...
Dyke.
So, Ike, I have a question for you. Can you tell me who is on Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore, okay. It is George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Jimmy Carter. I don't know.
Oh, no. Ike, you were so close. But thank you so much for trying.
No problem.
It seems as if no one knows who's on Mount Rushmore. Traveling Culturati with your girl Mo. Always on the go. Back to you, Javon.
Oh, boy. Well, thanks, Mo. Looks like we've got some explaining to do. Mount Rushmore features 60-foot sculptures of the heads of four United States presidents. George Washington, one of the founding fathers and the first president who served from 1789 to 1797. Thomas Jefferson, who was elected the second vice president of the United States, serving under John Adams, and in 1800 was elected third president, serving from 1801 to 1809. Theodore Roosevelt was an American statesman, an author, explorer, soldier, naturalist, and reformer who served as the 26th president of the United States from 1901 to 1909, and Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of the United States, serving from March 1861 until he was assassinated in April 1865. Historian Dwayne Robinson is credited with conceiving the idea of carving the likeness of famous people into the mountain in order to promote tourism. His initial idea was to sculpt images of Western heroes like Lewis and Clark, Red Cloud, and Buffalo Bill Cody, but Borglum, the sculptor, decided the figures should have a more national focus and chose the four presidents. After securing federal funding, construction on the memorial began in 1927, and the presidents' faces were completed between 1934 and 1939. Goodsum passed away in March 1941, and his son, Lincoln Borglum, took over construction. The initial concept called for each president to be depicted from head to waist, but lack of funding forced construction to end in late October 1941 with only the heads. Well, now you're in the know on who is on Mount Rushmore. When we come back, I've got the Culture Report. I'm Javon Harley with the Traveling Culturati on HUR Voices Sirius XM Channel 141. Javon Harley here, your travel pro and host of Traveling Culturati, with the top reasons to visit Ghana: history, friendly people, Ghanaian hospitality, and unsurpassed natural beauty. Ghana has it all, but the top reason to visit Ghana is to join me and Advantage International. The wait is over. The dates are set. Join us in Ghana September 8th through the 16th. We'll start in the capital city of Accra and visit the W.E.B. Du Bois Center Center for Pan-African Culture. We'll follow the history of the slave trade and visit the infamous forts, castles, and slave dungeons on the Elmina and Cape Coasts, September 8th through the 16th. Fly South African Airways, Africa's most awarded airline, nonstop from Washington, D.C., and stay in deluxe accommodations. Go to advantage-intl.com for complete details. That's advantage-intl.com. See you on the plane.